Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be joined in the next segment with Jerome Corsi. He's going to broaden this out. We're going to see many places where the Chinese are coming in. In his research, he's pointed out that this is just part of an evolving proposal that Beijing is developing quietly since 2009 to convert more than $1 trillion of U.S. debt it owns into equity. Now, of course, Harry Reid's connections to this project, his connections to First Solar, it's crony capitalism. It's taking ownership of everything and away from the people, running the small businesses down, shutting them down, and turning it over to globalist corporations or to the Chinese corporations, which are basically the Chinese government that owns our debt. So we're going to be talking to Jerome Corsi. He's going to broaden this out. It's not just in this area. They also have Chinese government-backed economists that are proposing a plan to allow Chinese corporations to set up development zones. They're going to create entire cities in America where they send in Chinese businesses and Chinese factories to set things up. This is what's going on across the country. But there's another story here as well, and that is the growing gradual encroachment and infringement of our rights, gradually moving onto our property, just like somebody moving their fence onto your property. You know, they mentioned that specifically in the Second Amendment because they knew that they weren't going to just come in and take away our right to keep and bear arms with just one fiat. It was going to be a gradual encroachment process. And we've seen that over and over again from these regulatory agencies like the BLM that essentially start to regulate without representation. That's a key feature of this story. But the most key feature about this is we know that this is not the end of the war, but this was a victory in a very important battle. It's a battle that can wake people up not only to what's going on with Agenda 21 and other issues, but it also wakes people up to see how they can stand this down. And we're not going to be able to get a mass of people to every place where the government is taking people's businesses or taking their property. Because you know where they're taking people's businesses for the most part? It's with things like Obamacare. Using the IRS, just because the government says that they can do something and gets a court judge to order this, doesn't mean that it is constitutional, doesn't mean that it is lawful. And yet, just as we saw with a court case back in November, where the IRS was filling out the form for a lady and telling her that if she did not sign it, they were going to hold her in contempt, they were going to send her to jail. She had zero taxes owed, but it was about their power to force her to do whatever she wanted. How did that end? That didn't end with a mob of people. That ended with one person on a jury standing up for what is just. We need to understand that there are principles that are higher than the declared laws, especially if there are laws and regulations that are put in place by people that we don't even have a say-so, that we don't even get a chance to vote in or vote out. If we're going to have regulation without representation, we as a people need to understand that we do have a place, even if we can't elect someone who will roll this back, even if we've got an opposition party who is just as much in bed with the corporatists that are setting up Obamacare and the massive transfer of wealth from all businesses to insurance companies. They're putting out not just ranchers out of business. They're putting out a lot of small businesses because of Obamacare, because of the increased expenses, increased regulations, codes that are being put in place by larger corporations so that they can force their smaller competitors out of business. This is happening everywhere. When this happens in your community, people need to stand up for a jury trial, and the jurors on those trials need to look at what is justice, not what is the law. Not just to take the orders of a judge. It only takes one person on a jury to stand up to nullify a law. That's only 8% of the population, approximately, about 1 out of 12. If we can get that many people awake, that many people to stand with those who refuse to obey unlawful orders, we will take this country back. Now, we're going to be right back after the break. We're going to talk to Dr. Jerome Corsi about how the Chinese are taking over this country, the massive crony corporatism that's not just in Nevada.
chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosates that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teas and coffees and waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
This is Steve Shank. The St. Patrick's Day earthquake could be the forerunner to the Big One. Still got fires in the west, still got winter in the east. Now the flooding has started in the Midwest with a vengeance. Millions of you have heard me tell you that every expert survivalist knows preparation is his most important skill. When you're surprised by a storm, a quake, a flood, it's too late. What you've got is all you're going to get, and it's usually not enough for 93% of Americans. Here's some help. Please go to fearlessusa.com and download my free emergency survival guide. With each emergency checklist, you'll see the problems you may never have imagined and the solution. Go to fearlessusa.com on the web or call 855-918-3663 for Steve Shank's free emergency survival guide. This is good stuff you absolutely need to know. Go to fearlessusa.com on the web or call 855-918-3663 for your free emergency survival guide.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I just got back with Josh Owens from the standoff in Bunkerville, Nevada, with the Bundy Ranch and the BLM, who basically turned the area into martial law after a 20-year dispute over what could legally be done there, over a 20-year dispute about trying to shut the ranchers completely out of the area that they had enjoyed for generations, asserting that it was for the behalf of the desert tortoise. That was an obvious pretense. At the same time, they're mounting a multi-million dollar operation, a militarized operation against this family. They're allowing turtles, they're actually not allowing, they are euthanizing turtles under their care, more than 1,400 turtles under their care. And of course, they were able to drive out 52 of the 53 ranchers in that area with their regulations, coming in and saying, you are now only going to be allowed to have 10% of the stock that you used to have before, and you're not going to be able to put your stock on the land in the prime part of the season. That's the incrementalism. That's the way, through regulation in these unelected bureaucracies, they can regulate any business out of business. That's what they're doing with Obamacare. It's essentially the same thing. Coming in and declaring that they have the right to assume new powers that are not in the Constitution. The Ninth and Tenth Amendments say if it's not explicitly in there, you don't have that right. They don't have the right to force people to buy Obamacare, to buy insurance, to spend much more than they ever would on an insurance policy, forcing single men to buy maternity policies so that they can transfer excessive amounts of money to the insurance companies that gave them money to run for office. So what we're seeing here is crony capitalism. When we reported this, this was really the thing, I believe, that drove this dramatic turnaround that we saw between Friday afternoon, late Friday afternoon, and early Friday morning. By Friday morning, the sheriff was there with a BLM press release in hand saying, we're going to allow you, we're going to open up the land again for your cattle. Of course, they had his cattle. A lot of his cattle they had already seized, and they were subsequently taken back. But listen to this article that came out today from the Washington Times. They said, it was likely that pressure from upstairs, that would be Harry Reid, rather than weapons from the field that changed his mind on the matter. Who is he that changed his mind? That would be the director of the BLM, the guy who used to be Harry Reid's senior policy advisor, Neil Korns. He is now the head of the BLM. That's right. The guy who used to work for Harry Reid is head of the BLM, and they were specifically targeting the Bundy Ranch, and Kit Daniels found that documentation, specifically targeting them as mitigation area, like a carbon tax credit, so that they could go ahead with their solar projects. And they are going ahead with First Solar. The Chinese project was presumably shelved back in June, but Harry Reid has resuscitated that project before in the past. It's not to say that it is completely dead. I've got on the phone right now Dr. Jerome Corsi, and at WND, he wrote an article about where the Chinese are going with this. They're not just in that one area with Harry Reid. This is massive. This is across the country. Dr. Corsi, thank you for joining us.
A great pleasure. Thank you.
Now, in April, in your article, you say that Bloomberg reported that a Chinese billionaire who was the founder of ENN, the energy group that wanted to put this solar project there, had teamed up with Harry Reid to get incentives, including land that was 113 miles south of Las Vegas, and they sought to buy $4.5 million, less than one-eighth of the land's $38 million assessed value. So they're getting it for one-eighth of the price. These are sweetheart deals. These are being done all over the country. There is a plan to establish Chinese ownership and even Chinese factories and towns on the ground here in the U.S., isn't there?
Well, yes, I've been writing about this now for several years. I mean, especially under the Obama administration, it's really picked up. The Chinese, working largely with Harry Reid, have had these plans to put massive solar facilities, actually to buy energy, period, in the United States. I mean, under the George W. Bush administration, you've got to remember that the Chinese were prohibited from buying interests in ports, because it was viewed to be not a national security interest to allow major energy or transportation facilities to be owned by the Chinese. Well, the Obama administration's reversed that. Of course, you know, we've continued to borrow $1 trillion from the Chinese, and the interest on that alone is mounting daily. And the Obama administration shows no end of interest in running deficits and borrowing from the Chinese. So here runs Harry Reid in 2011 with a group of senators on a Senate-funded trip to China. And Harry Reid comes back with this partnership with ENN Energy, ENN Group, which is one of the largest energy companies in China, 100% owned by the Chinese.
Yeah, Chinese government, yeah.
Chinese government. And partnering with the ENN to bring ENN, to shut down coal plants in Nevada, and to bring ENN into running 8,000 or 9,000 acres of solar farms. Because you got to remember, one of the problems with solar energy is it takes huge amounts of land. And having all this land used for solar power funded by the Chinese, you, of course, got to throw ranchers off their land, and you have to exclude any coal-powered plants, which are cheaper.
Yeah.
And more effective.
Well, of course, they had rights, just like property owners have rights, and they've got to somehow get them off of the land before they can turn an area over to a developer to build a skyscraper in a city. It was the same sort of thing that was happening here with these ranchers.
And I think the showdown ended when it became clear that, I mean, you were reporting it at InfoWorld, we're reporting it at WND.com. The Harry Reid connection here is Harry Reid is about as corrupt as they come.
Yes.
He's put his son and his lawyer for ENN Group. He's pressured EN Energy, which is a utility providing electricity in Nevada, to take more energy from renewable sources than is economically reasonable to do. And NV Energy refused. That's why the original Chinese plan to buy these 9,000 acres has failed, at least failed this round. Harry Reid will revive it again. Harry Reid never gives up on these plans.
That's right.
Chinese. Just because the Bundy Ranch won today doesn't mean BLM is going away. I mean, this guy, Corns, who has been appointed heading of the BLM, was formerly a top advisor to Harry Reid, has spent the last few years in BLM doing the six-state study in the Southwest of how to convert huge areas of the Southwest to solar farms. And again, they're not worried in moving the endangered species to another habitat, which they call mitigation of the effects. The environmentalists are happy to do that if it's to build a solar farm owned by the Chinese. They just won't move this tortoise if it's to the benefit of a rancher who wants to graze cattle.
That's right. They've done that over and over again all around the area of Las Vegas. They've moved tortoises out. They got money from developers there and said, that's fine, you pay us money, we don't really care about the tortoises.
Yeah, the tortoises are just a chip in the game.
That's right.
The left and the environmentalists don't care about the tortoises. It's just a way of using the BLM and the EPA to impose this ideological agenda against carbon fuels, which is absolutely an irrational agenda. I mean, it's, again, you see it in the hysteria over the UN's Climate Commission coming out again and saying all these disastrous consequences are going to happen because we burn carbon-based fuels. Carbon-based fuels are perfectly natural. They're a product of the earth. They can be burned in a clean fashion. They have nothing to do with dinosaurs. More lies. But the left, the Democratic Party, and the radical core of the Democratic Party, Al Gore, through Harry Reid, have found a way to make billions of dollars personally, millions, by scamming the American people into this climate hysteria, thinking the carbon fuels are bad. In the meantime, inviting the Chinese to come in here and build billions of dollars, taking land away from ranchers in order to let the Chinese run solar energy farms, which are not productive, not economically competitive with hydrocarbon-based fuels, but yet in the ideological agenda of the Democrats, they believe they can sell this lie to a dummy-down American public that doesn't know the difference and will be scared by climate hysteria. The world's going to end if we burn coal. Well, no, it's not. But yet in Harry Reid's agenda, that narrative is important for Harry Reid and his Democratic crony, corrupted buddies in Congress to become millionaires and billionaires, just like Al Gore did.
Exactly. You know, it's not just about China. Now, as you pointed out, WND has reliable information that the Bank of China has continued to advance plans to convert China's holdings of U.S. debt into equity. That's what we see happening with China. But, of course, it's not just even with China. This is crony capitalism. This is where giant corporations come in, buy special favors, get the government to run out by regulation all of the small businesses. We've seen this pattern happen over and over again in many different industries. But what's happening here is that Harry Reid has put his minion, the guy who used to be a senior policy advisor to him, in as head of the Bureau of Land Management, which they now see, I guess, as the Bureau of Land Ownership. And they are now trading these mineral rights that they find throughout all this property, the water rights, the surface rights. They're trading those all off to their giant corporations, and of course then getting massive campaign contributions from those same corporations. That was what caused them to back down, was shining the light on these cockroaches, wasn't it?
Yeah, and look, I'm sure it was Harry Reid that caused the back down. Harry Reid doesn't want this being brought to light. I mean, but look, the Democrats, Obama, the corruption within the Obama administration is enormous when it comes to energy. Again, remember, it was all these cylindras, these,
$500 million
that were funded by Obama in the stimulus bill, all went to bundlers, Obama supporters and funders, money slipped under the table, campaign contributions to Democrats. And what happened is that all these solar panel Democrat-funded firms went bankrupt because the Chinese undercut them in producing solar panels on the world market.
That's right.
Which was inevitable. And now China.
Hang on right there, Dr. Corsi. We're going to be right back Dr. Jerome Corsi from WND, he's going to unpack for us what is really going on with the selling of America to the Chinese and the transfer of ownership to giant corporations. We'll be right back.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit mycreditcardknife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. MyCreditCardKnife.com, MyCreditCardKnife.com. Go now.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase. In areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base. Nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
What I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence on what I believe will cause the next 9/11. I've just posted a video at www.next911exposed2.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this 9/11 event is scheduled to occur. Just like 9/11 had a lasting impact on our society, this event will reshape America. It will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere and destroy the way of life of millions of unprepared Americans. But it will also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Just visit www.next911exposed2.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.next911exposed2.com before it's too late.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I have Dr. Jerome Corsi from WND on the phone. Now, he's written extensively about China playing their debt card. This is an article from January 20th, 2013, a little over a year ago. He said, China poised to play the debt card for U.S. land. We've seen how that plays out in places like Nevada, where we shined the spotlight on the dirty dealings of Harry Reid, and they backed down. That's not us saying that. That's the Americans Against the Tea Party saying that. They said it was likely pressure from upstairs, in other words, Harry Reid, rather than weapons from the field that changed his mind on the matter. And, of course, the person who made that declaration, who backed them down, was the very head of the BLM, his former, Harry Reid's former minion, still his minion, but his former senior policy advisor. That would be Neil Korns, who is now the head of the BLM. But we wanted Dr. Jerome Corzi to get on and flesh this out for us, because this is a project. It's not for sure that they are not going to come back and get involved in this project, but we also have seen First Solar breaking ground. And this was also involving the Bundy Ranch, because they saw the Bundy Ranch in the Gold Butte area where their cows were grazing as a quote-unquote mitigation area, essentially a carbon credit, if you will, keeping that area pristine, getting the cattle off, getting abrogating his rights so they could move ahead with these projects. They all referenced this particular ranch, this rancher who's the last man standing for 20 years. They needed to get his rights, his grazing rights, his water rights out of the way, so they can move ahead with these crony capitalist projects. One of them is going. The other ones will be going as well. They have many projects there, but it's all over the country. Dr. Jerome Corzi, we were just talking about what's going on with China, this debt card where we're transferring control of U.S. land, U.S. assets, and the BLM is a major part of that.
Well, that's right. I mean, this entire green energy scam, and that's really what it is. I mean, for decades now, the far left has tried to push this agenda on America in its antipathy to carbon fuels, thinking we're going to destroy the world if carbon fuels are burned, which is nonsense. Or the fossil fuels, they're not fossil fuels. They're naturally produced by the earth on an ongoing basis, been burned for thousands of years, and we're still here. But yet, if you can get solar panels, you can accomplish several goals the far left wants to do. It can make an Agenda 21 grab of getting any independent ranchers off of land. It can move the Chinese in, which, of course, the Democratic politicians are happy to receive campaign contributions and kickbacks. Remember, it goes back to Clinton and all of his Chinese buddies and Al Gore being funded under the table.
Taiwan.
So now you've got Harry Reid playing the game, and Harry Reid in Nevada has been waging a war since about 2005 against any carbon-producing power plants, which are cheaper, more efficient, better for the consumer in Nevada. Harry Reid's closed down any number of them. In fact, one of the Mojave-generating coal plants that Harry Reid wants to use for this Chinese land grab near Lofton, Nevada, was where one of the Mojave generating stations was located since 1965. They destroyed that plant, coal-producing plant. Now they're going to move in the Chinese solar panels. Well, the Chinese undercut effort number one by the Obama corrupt gang, which was Solyndra and the other bogus solar corporations that were funded with billions of dollars in stimulus money, went bankrupt when the Chinese inevitably produced cheaper solar panels on the international market. Now the Chinese want to come into the United States and dominate, the energy market with, again, the scam of taking huge quantities. Because it takes massive amounts of land for these solar plants to be able to produce energy. And then they don't work because even in Nevada, the sun doesn't shine all the time. They're highly inefficient. Country after country around the world has shown that they cost more to produce, these solar and wind facilities online with backup hydro power generation when the sun isn't shining or the wind isn't blowing. It's all a scam, but Harry Rich can get rich at it. Harry Reid can make sure he lines his pocket. Al Gore became a billionaire on this nonsense. And the left has an ideological agenda, which, again, goes back to the left even wanting to control this whole carbon tax scheme that they were going to impose on us until all the fraudulent emails got disclosed from the EU showing the climate science underlying all this renewable energy nonsense is largely fabricated junk science made up by fraudulent scientists and universities, left-oriented, often paid to do it.
Absolutely right. Thank you, Dr. Jerome Corzi, for exposing the light on these plans, on the graft and corruption that we see happening here. This is across the country, and people need to wake up to it. It makes a difference. It backed them down. Thank you so much for reporting on what's going on with the Chinese and Harry Reid. That's Dr. Jerome Corsi, WND.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
From the water table, to our soils, to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Listeners of GCN know governments and identity thieves around the world are illegally spying on our digital data. This puts you at risk of financial loss or potential targeting because of your political affiliation or spiritual beliefs. But now there's a new, free, and easy way to protect yourself. Regain your privacy and security now with Unseen. Unseen is a free digital communication service that offers email, chat, audio, and video calling, plus cloud storage. All secured with unparalleled encryption and is hosted in Iceland, where your data is protected by some of the strongest privacy laws in the world. For a limited time, GCN listeners get a 20% discount when upgrading to Unseen's premium service, which offers more storage and even greater security. Plus, get huge discounts when you buy multiple premium accounts. Perfect for your family, Bible study, political action group, or business. This isn't just your average radio ad. This is a call to action. You now have the power at your fingertips to stop Big Brother in his tracks. So why wait? Go to unseennow.com and take action today. That's unseennow.com.
Which is a wisdom. So we have Ian right there.
What's his name?
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the info war.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we just were talking to Dr. Jerome Corsi from WND. He was fleshing out this Chinese takeover, this debt that is being converted to land and resources, how the Obama administration is taking down barriers that had been up against strategic infrastructure, allowing that to be sold to the Chinese. Just as we see foreign countries owning toll roads throughout America, we're now seeing Harry Reid and others trying to turn over our energy grid to foreign countries. And one of the ways that they're trying to do this is with these giant solar power projects out in Nevada. And of course, as Kit Daniels and InfoWars broke last week, it was the number one story. they pointed out that this was about the Bundy Ranch specifically mentioned in these documents. Of course, others have pushed back against that and said, well, no, that wasn't in the same area. The Bundy Ranch was to be used as a mitigation area for all these solar projects that were set up. The two that were set up for First Solar, that is also, although it's not the Chinese, Harry Reid was still very much involved in that, but also for the ENN project. And as Dr. Jerome Corsi pointed out, ENN has had very close ties to Dr. Jerome Corsi. It's a company, an energy company, the largest Chinese energy company owned by the Chinese government. Now, we're going to take your calls on this. We want to have you call in with questions or comments about what you've seen, about the larger issues involved here, about the victory that we saw there. And, of course, the war is not over. It was a battle, but it was a victory. I think we need to take that. We need not be afraid of the fact that, well, maybe this was a feint by the feds or whatever. Look, they were not expecting this. Josh and I were just talking about that earlier. It completely took them by surprise. They were reacting, first of all, to the story that came out last week. And that's not just us saying that. That's the Americans Against the Tea Party, quoted by Washington Times earlier today, said, it was a likely pressure from upstairs rather than weapons from the field that changed his mind on the matter. Fact is, Harry Reid probably didn't want his name attached to the biggest civilian massacre in U.S. history right before the election season. So we're going to take your calls on that. That's 800-259-9231. That pushed them back. That exposed the corruption, the graft, the connections between his son, who was a lobbyist for the solar industry, as well as his former senior policy advisor, who is now head of the BLM. That's Neil Korns. He's the one who backed it down. He's the one who gave the order to step this down. And that happened very suddenly, as I was talking about before. On Friday afternoon, as we were headed down to Nevada to confront the sheriff's department down there, we saw and did a report about the fact that they had taken down signs about the cattle area at that moment. So they were still moving ahead on Friday afternoon with their plans. This story came out. We went down there. We told the sheriff about it. We called up a press release that the BLM was having, essentially asked a rhetorical question about the corruption, about the connections with Harry Reid to this. Of course, we didn't expect them to comment on it, and they didn't comment on it. We just wanted them to know that we knew. And it subsequently went to the number one story on Friday. By the next morning, the sheriff, who would not say anything, did not even have a prepared propaganda statement, the sheriff wanted to meet with Mr. Bundy. Mr. Bundy said, not in private, we'll do it in public. He read the BLM press release saying that they were going to allow grazing to happen. And Bundy came back and said, I want you to stand down this martial law, essentially, talking about the weapons, talking about the checkpoints, talking about the brutality that had been existed there, and gave them 1 hour to do that. When they didn't do that, Bundy said, let's go get the cattle. He said, I'm not telling you what to do. It's just the governor and the sheriff that I give orders to, because they have a duty to protect the property of the citizens, to protect them from being brutalized. I asked a state rep when she came there. She was talking about, well, you know, this really isn't a very cost-effective way to do this, is it? Because they're spending millions of dollars on this operation, and they're not really getting much for their money. It's very, very inefficient to do this. You know, it's not about efficiency. It's about liberty. I asked her, I said, would it be okay, you know, if it's okay for these guys to create martial law here, would it be okay for the BLM to come into this area and start raping people? At what point does a local law enforcement, the sheriff, need to stand up and do his duty? Well, as we were asking these questions again, they came up with they reacted to this on Saturday morning, and the crowd went to the area and took back the cattle empty-handed. The crowd walked up to the barriers and looked these guys who were hiding behind their vehicles with weapons pointed at us, talking into the PA system, telling us to stand down. They were going to use lethal force. They would shoot. They had a court order. Vacate the area or they would shoot. They were stood down by the crowd on foot, the crowd on horseback, peacefully approaching the barriers, just like V for Vendetta, except with cowboys. It was a great scene. I tell you what, I wouldn't have missed it for the world. It's going to be one of the highlights of my life. So I want to take your calls and see what you think about this, see if you have any comments, see if anybody was there. But before we do, I want to point out that this half hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by My Patriot Supply. Now, as we see Agenda 21 being enacted everywhere, we need to understand that patriots need to get prepared. They're running us off the land. They're taking the property. They're taking the water rights. You can do that by going to My Patriot Supply. They offer high-quality survival gear. It's the home of the Patriot Pantry line of emergency food storage. The food is delicious, easy to prepare. It's put together with GMO-free crops. It's storable for up to 25 years. And they've developed space-saving and secure food storage bins, unlike the flimsy plastic pails that you find almost everywhere else. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers. That's MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. The globalists are counting on you to be unprepared. Fight back. Get prepared at MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. Let's take some of our calls. We've got Sean on the line. Sean, go ahead. Oh, he did. Okay. Who else have we got here? We've got Sue in Idaho. Sue, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi. How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing very well. I'm in contact with a gentleman who lives down the road from the Bundy Ranch. He contacted me on my website this morning, Mountain View Off Grid Living. He said that there's something going on down there today. He tried to drive down the road to see what was going on, that they've got all the roads blocked. He saw that they brought in a mobile command center. They've got prison buses and a lot of police cars. Nobody knows what's going on. He said a lot of the locals are getting spooked, and several of them are packing up and leaving the area.
What did he say about the supporters? What are the crowds like? Have most of the people left the area now?
He cannot get down the road to find out what anything that's going on because they've got the roads blocked. Thought maybe you guys could check into this. You have a little more contacts than I do, and see what's going on.
Okay. Yeah,
I did send you an email a while ago with a video of the command center and the prison buses coming in.
Well, I can tell you what, if they move in there with force, it is going to backfire on them seriously. Whether or not the people shoot back, whether or not they defend themselves, this is going to be a major public relations fiasco for the government if they come in under martial law and do this. They have dealt deceitfully with everybody. They have trespassed on the rights of this family for a very long time. This is, if they step this up again this quickly, it's going to be a disaster for the government. I hope this doesn't happen. I hope they don't get violent. Thank you. Roger in Nevada, go ahead. Do you have any information on what's going on today?
Yes, I just want to say thank you, Mr. Knight, for coming out here to Southern Nevada to help out with the victory. Also, I encourage all the listeners, okay, we need to go step further tomorrow. I encourage everybody to call up their elected officials, like what I did today, and appeal the 16th Amendment. Let's go to a national sales tax. Let's get rid of the IRS. And also, let's get rid of Obamacare also. So yes, we get at least our country halfway back on track. But we have a lot of homework to do. Keep up the good work. I'm telling you, I'm proud of you, Mr. Michael Knight, and also for your boss, Alex Jones. If it wasn't for your program, I don't know how we could get this country back.
Well, thank you for your support. Yes, we all need to, you know what, 20 years ago, we were laughed at when we said we need to repeal the income tax, we need to get rid of the IRS. Now we've got Ted Cruz saying that. We're winning the information war. People are understanding the corruption of the system. They're understanding that the government is infringing and encroaching on our rights gradually in areas that they do not have any lawful authority. And they're starting to understand that they need to judge for themselves, think for themselves. What does the Constitution say when it clearly says they do not have these rights unless they're explicitly granted to them? It really means it. And when they try to do this, they may have a lot of force. They may have a lot of power. They don't have authority. We need to understand that the government has massive force. But if we understand that they don't have any authority, that these things are immoral, illegal, then perhaps some good people will stand up, as we saw happen in Nevada. That's what it takes. It takes people who never thought that their government was capable of doing this, just like the Bundy family, just like Ammon Bundy said. He grew up in those hills all of his life. He could not believe that it was turned into that he had people, snipers, on the hills pointing guns at him. He couldn't believe that that would happen. You need to wake up and understand this is where it's going to go for everyone if we don't stand up collectively for individual rights, if we don't stand up collectively for the rule of law, when they take your rights, whether it's grazing rights, water rights, your rights to privacy, your right to keep and bear arms, they're going to take your First Amendment rights, your free speech rights, and they did that. They showed what they're about. They showed that they're about a dictatorship. They showed that this was martial law, even though they didn't declare it. Very disturbing, heard a report from Sue in Idaho that she knew somebody who was there. If there's anybody else in Nevada that knows any more about this situation, please call in again. The number is 800-259. Where is that number, guys? I left set that here on the side here. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Noble Patriot in Oregon. Noble Patriot, go ahead.
How you doing?
Fine. What do you want to say?
Yeah, I had made some comments on the InfoWars regarding the situation and was blocked. So how do you guys stand for the First Amendment if you don't stand for mine?
What was blocked? Go ahead and say it. We're not trying to censor anything. It might be something that...
I'm not trying to censor anything. I can't make no more comments on InfoWars.
Well, what did you say? Did you use some language, or did you threaten to kill somebody? What was it? Well, go ahead and say it. We're not censoring you right now. Say it.
Okay. Well, I said that the only way to take this country back is by force, and all you guys with your cardboard signs are wasting your time.
Okay. Well, let me tell you what. When you get taken off when you call for actions of violence, and let me tell you something. We didn't have to shoot them to get our rights back. What it took was people standing up and facing them down. I was there. And you don't need to start taking cheap shots at us or cheap shots at the people who were there. There is a way that we can face this down, and we can do it peacefully. You stare the people in the eye, and you walk right up to them. That's what we did there. We did it in mass. We did it publicly. That's the way to stand these people down. You can stand up for your rights on a jury. You can stand against these unlawful orders that are given to you by a judge. You can stand against unlawful laws that are created by these out-of-control bureaucracies. There's a way to do this. And one of the hopes that I have, and one of the things that made me so optimistic, so excited, was to see that we could have taken back those cattle peacefully. We can take back our rights. We don't have to be cattle. We can take back the cattle. We can take this country back, and we can do it. It takes resolve, and it can be done peacefully. If they fire first, fine. We don't need to start shooting. It's not time to start shooting yet. Let's go to Diana in Oklahoma. Diana, go ahead.
Hi. First-time caller, and I've been listening to the InfoWars for a good half the amount of time you guys have been on air, and I find that you guys are doing a great job. But the reason why I wanted to call in was I was listening to a radio show called The Wilco Majority. Somebody called in talking about that there was an exact same situation going on in New Mexico, in the south central part of New Mexico, BLM going in and taking somebody's cattle. I don't know if anybody else has talked about this. I don't know where this gentleman got his source. But I thought it would be worth letting somebody else know and passing the word along.
Okay, that's somewhere in New Mexico. Do you have a city?
South Central New Mexico. No, I don't. It was very limited on information, and I just thought that if anybody else knows anything that's going on, it might be you guys or somebody else might be able to phone in and give some information about it. But I just thought that was worth mentioning. But I also wanted to talk about your guys's, David Knight, thank you so much for being out there in Nevada. And the whole thing is just blood boiling.
No. Thank you for supporting the operation. Thank you for getting the word out. You know, there were so many people that were there. A lot of them came up and said that they'd heard about it through InfoWars, the reporting here. Special thanks to the guy in the InfoWars T-shirt. They gave me some water after I'd been talking for a long time. We really appreciate the support of everybody, especially the prayers. I saw a lot of comments where people were praying for this. This was resolved peacefully. And just as I told the caller before, we need to stand these people down. We are in the right here, and we need to just understand what's going on, understand the scam that they're operating, and we will have the moral authority and the backbone to stand up to them.
we have power in numbers.
Yes.
And I have been saying that for years and years and years. And for the longest time, I was always looked at as some kind of person who has these wild dreams of something. But it's true. If we do not hang together, we assuredly hang separately.
Absolutely.
And that's the bottom line.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. You're talking about this going on in New Mexico. I've got an article right here where it's going on in Texas. Red River Rumble. BLM wants to seize 90,000 acres of Texas ranchers' land. This is from a site called misguidedchildren.com. This is going on everywhere. The BLM is doing this everywhere. The guy who is there, even though he is a minion for Harry Reid, his father, however, has connections to the mineral industries. They are trying to loot this country. They're not trying to manage public lands. They're trying to turn them over to the corporate elite, to the Chinese. That's what's really going on. You need to wake up. This is part of Agenda 21. But there's a broader picture here. There's a broader picture that applies to things like Obamacare. There's a broader picture that applies to things like the income tax. You've got the IRS now saying that they're going to apply outstanding, what they assume to be outstanding tax debts to children. They can go back decades and say, we think that your parents owed some tax, so we're now going to apply to you, even if we don't have the records, things that are decades old. When you start letting them ignore the law, whether it's a statute of limitations or whatever it is, Katie, bar the door. The gates are open. We need to stand up and say, there is a law in this land, and you swore allegiance to it, and we're not going to have regulation and taxation without representation. That's what's going on. We're going to be right back with more of your calls about what's going on there. If anyone has any updates about the situation at the Bundy Ranch today, we heard a report that they're moving now. Please call us with that. We'll be right back. 800-259-9231.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency
potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We've been talking this entire show about the situation in Nevada at the Bundy Ranch, what the BLM is doing, what it tells us about the larger situation, about government agencies that are out of control, that can rewrite laws, that can take away all of our rights, that can declare that can act in martial law without declaring it in any given area, that can say that you no longer have free speech. If you step outside your car, we'll immediately arrest you. Is that the kind of America that we want to live in? Now, I've seen people say that this is a psyop, that this whole thing that happened on Saturday was a psyop. I truly believe that the sheriff showing up and saying, that's it, we give up, you can go back on the land, that was a psyop. That was trying to get everybody to go home and say, oh, that's fine, it's over. What was not a psyop, what they did not expect, what they did not engineer, was for us to all go over there and take the cattle back. They were caught by surprise, and they were stood down. They were stood down by people who were not pointing guns at them. We had people who did have guns. And the presence of firearms is a deterrence to a tyrannical government. Make no mistake about it. That's why this was not Tiananmen Square. It wasn't just that we had men on horses. It was that there were also people there with guns, and they would have used them if they had started shooting. It would have been a disaster. And it will be a disaster for the federal government if they use force in this situation. We need to start watching them like hawks. We're taking your calls. Let's go to Mark in California. Mark?
Hey, David. How you doing?
Doing fine. What you got?
Good. Hey, there's a lot of stuff floating around on Facebook right now that's real important for everybody that needs to pay attention to this. Now, I you know, was down there at the ranch with you, David Knight, and your crew. Fantastic. Thank you. You guys did an awesome job. I want to say that right now. You guys got some guts and glory. And you.
Well, thanks for going. But tell us what you're seeing right now.
Right now, what they're trying to get out across the message to everybody right now is that don't trust anything that you're seeing on Facebook except for what is on their page. We support the Bundy thing. Then also, also beware of roadblocks and inspection points. That's what we're also gathering right now, that people are, they're concerned about people showing up that may be armed and they're trying to possibly stop them on the way there.
Really? What are the carry laws there in Nevada? I thought they had open carry.
Yes, but we're talking about California. We're talking about
roadblocks in California, people that would be headed to that. I understand. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. There's a lot of people that are heading out to this thing, and they're trying to stop people from even getting to the location in the first place to even support this thing. And the next thing is that people are spreading around on Facebook right now. They're talking about the fact that, you know, they're taking down everybody's license plates numbers, everybody that goes and supports this thing. They've got a team out that's, you know, basically documenting every single person that shows up. So now people are afraid to even go out there to support this thing.
Let me address that, you know, because I saw that as well. Look, folks, if you haven't gotten the memo yet, you're being watched. You're being recorded. They know everything about you already. Don't be cowed down by that. Get in their face. That's what we did there. People stood up to the tyranny. If that's the takeaway that we get from the Snowden documents, that we've got to watch ourselves, we've got to censor ourselves, we've got to shut our any protest, anything that we do and say that would criticize the government. If that's the takeaway, we've lost. This country is lost. When they're doing the wrong thing, you have to stand up. And when they're watching you, that's all the more reason to stand up. Thank you so much, Mark in California. We've got a couple more callers I want to try to get to. Worth in North Carolina. Go ahead, Worth.
Hey, David. Hey, I just wanted to commend you and Alex and the job you guys are doing. I'm here in North Carolina. I'll tell you, I've been glued to my computer all weekend. I'm wanting to go out there.
Hang on a second. We're gonna go into overdrive. We'll come right back to you. That's it for the regularly scheduled show. We'll be back tonight on InfoWars Nightly News at 7 o'clock. Hang on for those of you who are watching on the Internet. We'll be right back with Overdrive. We're going to go to these callers. We've got Worth in North Carolina, Richard in Oregon, Chad in California, Stacy in Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million. And what has been dubbed the survival silver solution, the new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage. For your home kitchen, purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.